Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Subconscious Channel Blog Talk Internet Radio Show. This show is all about Akashic Records, spirituality, self-help, awareness, and consciousness, and anything that has to do with all subject in metaphysics. Quickly, my name is Tina Staley. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist, life and soul coach, as well as metaphysical and healing art teacher. My work is based in Los Angeles, California, USA, but my service can be done via in-person or via phone or as well as Skype. I do offer private counseling, hypnosis, and also teach many fascinating intuitive classes and healing classes and basically all self-help classes. If anyone is interested, please check out my meetup. That one lists all my classes, and it is at www.subconsciouschannel.info. Once again, it's subconsciouschannel.info. Now, I'm happy to be back on this Blog Talk Radio show again, and this show evening is about opening up your Akashic Records. All right? For those who are interested, please call in or just listen to the link that I have it open up in the chat room. You can actually communicate with me through the chat room if you like or any question that you have. Now, with me this evening, I brought on three of my past students and who are now professional Akashic practitioner. They will be offering that time, opening up your Akashic record book, and they'll be giving you some sort of a small reading, all right, just to let you know your soul purpose, what your book looks like, and everything is all about you, okay? Now, quickly before I forget, follow my blog talk here. While you're listening to my call, just go ahead and just click follow to this show because I have this show that's being offered on every Monday and Thursday evening now at 7 p.m. U.S. Pacific time. And each time it will be a different topic. For next Monday, it's going to be at the same time here at this number, different link which I'm going to be posting on my Meetup and also my Facebook. It's going to be about Akashic Healing Room. So that would be another fascinating show. So do come back. Bring your friends here. All right. So now, are you guys ready for this show? I'm sure you guys are. So some of you have been calling in like 15 minutes ago, and we have a lot of people who are waiting for the readings. And for those of you who I haven't answered, please hang on tight because you never know. I might have some time to squeeze you in. So just hang on tight. All right. And just quickly, some of you may question and ask me, what is Akashic Record? All right. Now, I can go on and on for hours and give you a description of Akashic Record. It can be described in many, many different ways, but I just wanted to summarize in a short sentence here so it'll be easy to understand. The Akashic Record to me is described as containing all the place that etheric place that contain all knowledge of human experiences and in the history of the universe. And they also can be understood as a huge, gigantic library or universal supercomputer. And some may call it a mind of God or a collective consciousness or a giant brain. All right? And I feel Akashic is contained within each of us. Each and every one of you is Akashic, is a walking book. Each one of us write our own book. Each one of us creates our own book. All right? We are the creator, each one of us, and we create our own book, our own life. Not elsewhere, not outside, not at a temple, or not at the church. It's all within us. All right? We are that book, and we are that. Each one of us is that universal supercomputer. We, each of us, has the ability to access information and get all the answers within. All right? Now, if any one of you who might be interested to become, you know, to take this class or to learn how to access this book and become as good as this practitioner on the call today, I do offer these classes in person and also via telephone. The next class in person is going to be this Saturday at my place in Los Angeles, this Saturday from noon to 5. So check out my website at meetupsubconsciouschannel.info. And the class via teleconference call is going to be on next Friday from noon to 5. It is Pacific USA time. Okay, for those of you who are interested, it doesn't matter where you are, just join my meetup and you can get announcement on classes. You can also connect with this practitioner through the meetup if you like, but also their contact is on my personal website, which is subconsciouschannel.com. So quickly, I'm going to introduce each one of them. All right, and first person is Yusan. Yusan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oops. I'm doing great. Thank you, Tina. I hope everyone's doing
well.
Good,
good. Thank you. So tell the listener about yourself, Yusan. What you do, what you offer.
Okay. Well, I'm an intuitive and empath and a student of Tina's. And you can't ask for a better teacher than Tina. She really opened me up. And I specialize in intuitive readings, Akashic readings, Trinity readings and healings. I do all kinds of healings. I also am very good at relationship readings. So I'm available for group readings or individual one-on-ones. I know that these readings happen very quickly, so if you want a more in-depth look at what lies in your future, please contact me through Tina's website. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. You know, just quickly, the reading we have on a call here is quite quick, and it's just the surface, it's just a scratch, you know. And if you really want in-depth reading, just connect with each one of them. I mean, there's a lot they can access for you. They can access the healing room, heals you. They can access your health. They can access your records. They can access your life path, your soul path, past life, all kinds of stuff they can access for you. And it can take hours. And it's true, Yusan is very, very good with relationship reading, especially when in describing a person's energy and your soulmate. She's very good at that. I highly recommend her. So the next person, Julie. Julie, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hello. How are you guys doing today? Can you hear me okay?
Can you hear me okay? Yeah, I can hear you okay. Good?
Okay, good. Hi, my name is Julie. I've been a student for Tina. It's got to be a few years now and just continuing to learn and becoming certified and doing Trinity and Akashic Records, also doing life path readings and chakra readings. I am also do a lot of intuitive healing, just whether that be in relationship and or life. It can all kind of be interrelated. I also am a professional photographer, and I do weddings and portraits and product photography. And I'm based in Los Angeles, and you can reach me through Tina.
Great. Thank you so much, Julie. And Julie is another excellent. All of you are excellent in different ways. Excellent, excellent, I have to say that. Well, the next person, Eve, how are you? Good evening.
Hi there. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
I am a Doreen Virtue certified angel card reader. I do chakra readings, particularly for relationships, but I do them for individuals and for groups as well. And I also do Akashic record readings. I have learned the Akashic record readings and the chakra records and the chakra readings through Tina. She is an excellent teacher. So anyone who hasn't taken a class but has any interest in this, I highly recommend her. You can find me on her website, and I have yet to give her the information that's updated, but my new email address is eve@gmail.com. And so you can simply write to me, at gmail.com. You can write to me and let me know what services you like, and I can go over the prices. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, Eve. All right, we're going to get started now because I know all of you are anxious to get these readings and, you know, listen to it and see what it's all about. And quickly, some of the practitioners mentioned about Trinity reading and life path reading. Those are the other classes that I teach as a practitioner. I'm going to have a Trinity reading next Thursday. So do come back next Thursday, same time. This is a fascinating, fascinating one because no one teaches this. I create this class through my higher self. through actually one of my students, Eve, when I did teach her, and also Yusong. So what happened, some of the classes I have created through my, you know, my own experiences here, and it's very, very powerful. Do come back. Life path reading is another fascinating and accurate reading. We can tap into your future reading, into the years, into the month, into a different timeline. This is how fascinating it is. Now, quickly, when they open up your book, everything is about symbolism here. Everything, they're going to describe your book, they're going to describe your master, your teacher. Those are all you. Those mirrors who you are. Some of them are not. I'm going to explain a little bit when they describe to you, but we're going to go ahead and get into this right now, okay? Let's get started. I'm going to ask everyone just to be patient, and remember, if you don't get read today individually, personally, do understand that I don't skip, I don't pick, you know, favor with anyone. You know, if you don't get picked, it's not meant to be. The universe didn't pick you, but if you get picked, if you don't get picked, still, listen to all this reading, because as we are connecting with each other, we are one, actually. And these messages is not just for the person who got picked, but it also can be your messages as well, because I take it as my own messages as well, all right? So you can learn from other people's reading. Just take that as a teaching from the universe. So now let's begin this show, all right? And I always begin with just quick, short meditation. So I'm going to ask everyone to just focus on their breath at this moment and just begin to breathe this beautiful white breath. Just breathe it in and just focus on your breath. And as we're becoming one as a group, we're just going to ask the universe to bring about whatever we need to hear this evening for the highest good of everyone. And I want you to just imagine the feeling of unconditional love that you ever felt for anyone in your life, either it be your family, your children, your loved one, your animals. What does this feeling feel like, that unconditional love? How powerful it feels, how good it feels to breathe that energy in and bring it into your heart center, and just imagine, visualize your heart turned into this bright, beautiful light as you breathe in and fill in this energy into your heart center. Fill it up with this unconditional love now. Just set intention to place this energy into your heart. Allow this powerful love to open up your heart. And just feel the expansion now. You may even imagine your heart is so full right now with this frequency, with this energy. It's so powerful. You can feel the joy. You can feel the happiness. You can feel the love in your heart that you never felt before. And feel the expansion. It begins to explode from the center of your chest. And just feel this explosion of this energy of love. Spread it all out into your place, into your room, into your home, to your family, to your loved ones, to the plants, to the trees, to everyone, to all living things, into your universe. Just begin to share this energy with everyone, everything, with this intention. Just allow this energy to spread out. Just like a sound wave, and spread it all out to all living things. The full moon energy is here tomorrow. It is very powerful feminine love energy. It's a power of change at this moment, shedding out old and bringing in new energy, new feeling, new love. We're going to ask the full moon energy to assist in this, helping each and everyone else on this call. So now let's begin this show. We're going to begin with the first person. Her name is Crystal. So, Crystal, I'm going to turn your call on. Hello, Crystal. Good evening.
Hi.
How are you? Hi, where are you calling from, Crystal?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from, sweetie?
I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Awesome. Welcome to the show. So, Crystal, let's begin. Just state your name and your date of birth, and then these three practitioners will begin to give you information. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
What's your intention?
My name's Crystal Lee, and it's 7/15/1983.
All right, while these ladies accessing your book, again, make announcements. If you wanted to take this class in person, I have a class start this Saturday from noon to 5 in Los Angeles area. Go to my meetup and you can reserve www.subconsciouschannel.info. And also, if you're out of California, out of Los Angeles, you still can take this class. The next class I have is going to be next Friday from noon to 5 USA Pacific time. I haven't posted yet, but go ahead and join my group. And don't forget to join this laptop.
Thank
if you found Julie, or if anyone of you is ready for Crystal, go ahead.
Okay. Hello, Crystal. This is Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. We kind of got your name a little bit ahead of time, so we were kind of able to pick up on some stuff. When I went to the Akashic, I saw your book. I saw it as a brown book with like gold thick lines around it. I did see a lock on it, I asked if it could be opened, and there was no problem. My message from that was that you were a private person and that you keep things close to you. I picked up possibly a relationship with your father or with maybe a man in your life that needs some mending and needs some forgiveness. And some reason when I first got your name, I saw an old car, like an old 50s or 60s car. I'm not sure if that says anything. It's just interesting. Something about a guarded heart, and maybe it was a heartbreak or something broken. Was told for you to ask for forgiveness and see peace in your heart and like beautiful light like emanating from your heart to help heal you. I saw your master as a very tall man, very firm and standing strong, which showed me that, you know, on your who you are, and like your master kind of protects you and keeps you, you know, guarded. So I hope that helps. And
yes, thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll just quickly to explain that, you know, the tall man master also represents the conscious part of you, the left brain, all right? It's masculine part of you. So that tells about how strong your mind can be, your conscious mind, the way you think, the way you're analyzing. And we use that a lot more than your heart, your mind tends to analyze more. And can be structured in a certain way because of how it shows how you lock your door. All right. Okay, next person, Yusan and Eve.
Hi, Crystal. My name is Eve, and I'm going to simply add on so that we're not repeating ourselves as readers here. I have that something has affected your trust in your hunches. So what I'd like you to do, the next time you get one of those spontaneous thoughts, those ideas, before you push it aside because of whatever may have happened recently that didn't work out as well as you'd hoped when you thought you were following your hunch, then to yourself, just stop for a second. Take a nice breath. Now you're going to slow down. And as you do, you will be centering your focus so that you will gain clarity in what your intuition is telling you. I am here. I've been given the message to let you know that your intuition is trustworthy. It's simply a matter of listening more closely so that you can hear it more accurately. Okay? I have also that overall, it seems as though you could slow down, relax a little, take some time to play. This is healthy for you. The more demanding things in the outside world get, I know, the less time it feels like you have to relax. However, we need balance in our lives. So that you're up to those challenges, take your time. You're worth it and you need it. Thank you so much, Crystal.
Thank you.
You bet.
Hi, Crystal. This is Yusan.
Hi.
Okay. So what I get for you is that and my guides are kind of funny. They're telling me that you're not crystal clear, that you have a few blocks in front of you, and you're looking at a fork in the road, and you're kind of like, and you've been at the fork for a while now going, I don't want to make the wrong decision. I have to make the right one because, you know, to backtrack and find the right path is going to take too long. I just want to make the right choice now. So you're hesitating and you're just staring at these two paths in front of you. Okay, they're telling me I'm kind of hopped up on caffeine today, so.
It's okay. I feel like you're connecting anyhow.
Okay. So they are telling me to tell you that you know the right way. It's going to light up in front of you, and you will know in your gut that that's the way to go. And someone will also come and get you by the hand and guide you to the right path as well. So look for these signs and trust yourself. Your higher guide, your master guide is saying you need to trust. Trust yourself. You know the answers. You know what's best for you, and you know what you want. Although it can look confusing, clear away the cobwebs, and the answer will come to you. And the other thing I want to tell you is I saw an image of a baby boy.
I have a son.
I'm sorry?
I do have a son, yes.
Okay. So I see that there's a little girl trailing. So you might have a little girl. But I definitely see the sun very clearly, but there's the energy of a girl, like, kind of coming through. So I'll leave that with you. I hope that makes sense.
That would also make
sense. I'm sorry?
That would make sense for my son as well, because he's empathic in himself.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, he was always diagnosed every day. I just took him, I don't agree with the medicine. So he's very emotional. I don't know if that's the girl part.
Oh. He is in touch with his emotional subconscious side. He's empathic, and he's very in tune with his feelings and spirits. So, but I do definitely feel a female baby energy coming in. And it doesn't feel like really, really strong. Like, there's going to be some time before she comes. But I feel like that's coming your way.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Crystal, would you like to give some feedback to any of these ladies? You know, that way they have an idea, you know, if they picked up some of your stuff correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody seems to be on point. I am definitely kind of scattered over the map at the moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, in between finances, relationship, and all the above. And I guess, I mean, I don't know what else to say about that, but everybody did touch a point.
All right. Well, thank you so much for, you know, the feedback you gave.
Thank you.
Your energy here, and
thank you.
Allow the universe to assist you. Okay. All right. Thank you, Crystal. We're gonna move on to the next person. Next person is Angela. Angela, your area code is 661. And let me look, because we have a whole panel of this phone number here. So I'm turning your phone on right now. Angela, are you on?
I'm right here. Yes. Hi.
You're right here. Wonderful, Angela. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. So, Angela, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Santa Clarita, California.
Okay, you're local here. So, Angela, go ahead and state your name and your date of birth. And that way, the sound and your date of birth will give vibration.
My name is Angelica, and my date of birth is 8/16/1972.
Okay. All right. While we're waiting for this lady to access your book, quickly again, if you want to connect with any of these practitioners, you can go to my personal website, or you can email me. All right? Or you
okay.
can go to my meetup. Each and every one of them is a member in the meetup. And this meetup
okay.
at subconsciouschannel.info also lists all the class listings. Next Monday, come back the same time. There's going to be another blog talk, and it is going to be a Akashic Healing Chamber. All right, this is going to be fascinating. These reader practitioners are going to go into the healing room, take you in the room, scan you, and see your energy field, and tell you what's going on, what they see and hear you. On Thursday, it's
okay.
about Trinity. Trinity is about your conscious, your subconscious, and your oversoul. They are going to be connecting with your conscious mind, your subconscious, and your oversoul, and see if you're balanced or imbalanced or not, and kind of help you to be in alignment with who you are. All right, Julie, Yusan, and Eve, if you're ready, go ahead.
Hi, Angelica. This is Eve. First,
hi.
Hi there. First, I'd like to say I feel your happiness. You seem to be in a good place right now. I'm going to say something. When we see things, because in another dimension from the one that we're physically living in that dimension, time is not linear. I could be feeling something that's immediately in the future or a little bit down, but I'm feeling it as if it's present because all time is in this present moment in that dimension, okay? So if this doesn't apply to you this minute, it will soon, okay?
Okay.
I have that you have taken some steps that feel a little risky to you, and now they are paying off. Your higher spirit and your spirit guides are all telling you good job. So you just hold on to that for when it happens in case it hasn't. And also I have that you have a good heart. You are also an effective communicator. Sometimes your emotions can carry you to less productive places in this regard. Really, whenever anyone is talking about anything that can get sticky, the temptation is to run away, so to speak, with our emotions or let our emotions carry us through the rest of the conversation. So this seems to be the theme so far of the evening for when I read. Please stop and breathe. And when you take that breath, you will be centering yourself for the reason of creating a safe distance from that emotionally turmoiling situation, and that way you can stay calm, have reason and logic, and because you are an effective communicator, you will be able to finish out the discussion on top. On top of the things, on top of the world, you're going to be fine. Simply a word of advice and encouragement from your higher spirit.
Thank you, Angelica.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay. Hello, this is Julie. Angelica. I saw your book is very yellow, golden, and that could be this happiness that she's feeling. It was a very hard-bound book, and there was daisies. I saw daisies on the inside of it. I also kind of saw you running, like, through a field of daisies. Like, you need a sense of freedom, or you need a sense of kind of just letting go. It's like you were touching, it's like you almost need to touch the dew. More than just smell the flowers, it's like you need to touch the dew on the flowers and slow down. It's kind of like the micro world is what I was told. Seems like there was like maybe some heavy weight on your shoulders. Maybe you're taking care of someone right now. But all in all, just a breath of fresh air and some exhaustion. I also got a sense of something connected maybe to your throat chakra and connected to music and connected to song. Maybe that you need to listen to music more. All in all, I got time to take time for yourself and to slow down a little bit. So I hope this helps, and I thank you.
Thank you.
And quickly, the yellow color that Julie saw, can also represent new inspiration, new ideas, new learning. Okay, so there's going to be a lot of information that you know you are absorbing at the moment, perhaps a new understanding, and also representing the new opportunities that's being opened up to you, new doors that's opened up to you. All right, so all these colors are representing the meaning as well for you. Just want to clarify that. All right, Yusan, go ahead.
Okay. Angelica, this is Yusan, and when I envision your book and you as a person, the image that comes to mind is an angel, like an abbreviation of your name, or a derivative of your name. And I see you with a huge heart, and you are a nurturer. You take care of things. You take care of people. You have a strong inner strength that, you know, people kind of don't realize because you're kind of soft-spoken, but you have that inner strength and you lead. I feel like your huge heart has a little, like a bruise in it right now. And I think you're trying to you're a healer as well. You're healing yourself. It's coming slowly, but you're surrounding yourself with the people that can make you happy and content. So just remember that, you know, despite, you know, your caring and nurturing, you are a strong person, and sometimes you need to regroup, because you tend to, like, give away all of your goodness, and sometimes you're a little depleted. So remember to regroup, collect yourself, and do things for yourself and things that make you happy as well. And I think you're surrounding yourself with the right people. So I hope that makes sense to you, and I'll leave you with that.
Thank you. Yes, it does make sense to me.
Okay, so a little feedback. Does everything sort of make sense to you at all without a reading? Is that correct to you?
It does. I mean, I have to admit, when the first person came on and said that it was happy, not so much, not yet. More like heavy, difficult. But I'm optimistic. I'm looking forward to the happy part. But there's a great deal of truth to a lot of what was said. I've been told, it's funny, the third reader that said that she sees an angel, and she's not the first person that has said that to me. I've heard that multiple times, but I just ignored it. Yes, I'm very nurturing, and I'm very, very much a... I care a lot, and yes, I have a huge heart, perhaps too big, and sometimes gets me in trouble because I give so much, I end up getting hurt.
Yeah. Well, I felt, you know, this part of your life, you tend to be more of a loner. You know?
Tina, I have a hard time hearing what you're saying, so forgive me.
What I'm saying is, like, I felt that you felt lonely, you know, you spend alone time a lot, or you tend to be a loner, or felt like very private person, you know.
I feel lonely sometimes, a lot of times, but I'm not alone. I have three kids that are constantly around me, and, you know, I'm always at work, but
sometimes
I feel very alone.
Right, but it's not like you'll go out and socialize with people. You're not into that at all.
No, I don't.
You're fitting your own self. Yeah, that's what I get, kind of like very
private
person.
That's very true, yes, that's correct.
Yeah, very much. And you're into the readings a lot, read a lot, study a lot, and you're into the unknown, into questioning things a lot, too. Yeah, so.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Yeah, good.
Very much,
so,
thank you.
Yes, I picked that up. I see you read books a lot and tend to study a lot and have this curiosity, very high curiosity too, you know, but very, very, very kind and very good person, you know. And good luck. Thank you so much for calling in and share your beautiful energy. Okay?
Thank you.
So, thank you so much, Angel. You have a nice evening. And we're going to move on to the next person. The next person is Patty. Patty, your number is 970. So I'm turning your call on now. Patty, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Awesome. Patty, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. So go ahead, Patty. You have heard the first two callers. Mention their name, your name, and your date of birth, please.
Yeah. Well, I go by Patty, but my real name is Patchen, and my birth date is 2/11/80.
Okay.
Hello, hello, Patty. This is Julie.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. When I pulled your book, I saw a purple book with gold, which kind of reminded me of royalty of some sort. I found that you're a very intuitive and also a very sensitive person. I found like sensitive, like maybe not like physically sensitive, but like intuitive, like sensitive in that realm. I found your master to be a female, very tall actually, with very long brown or darker hair. Just some quick things that I got, was told to be easy on yourself. At times you seem particular about the way things are, the way that you may arrange things or things that may be in your life. It was said to just kind of let go of that, maybe that certain way that you might see things, and kind of soften the edges a little bit and maybe not have them be such hard lines. I also got a very long journey, either that's coming or that you're going through. Said to take the time to see what you need, but let go of all the busy thoughts. So the things that you do need can come into you and can flow right into you. The busy stuff, you can kind of just let go and let that soften.
Okay.
Was also told possibly a vacation or a flight or some kind of travel that could be coming up in the near future.
That
so
makes sense. I like to travel. Yeah, a lot of that.
So,
thank you.
Okay. Oh, one other thing. There was a really big red heart that was just this big, beautiful red heart. So, anyways, I hope this resonates with you.
It did. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty.
And just quickly, you know, the female represents your heart, so you're more of the heart person. You're more of a feeler person when you see a feminine energy around you, someone who is very in touch with her heart, all right?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I do tend to
yeah.
feel things
yeah.
with my heart.
Feel more than,
with
yeah,
that more.
Because majority of persons, we see a lot of master as male, because a lot of people are tend to be more of the logic and analyzing, you know, people, but for your case, you're more of a feeling person. You feel first. So the tall lady represents someone who has a very, you know, powerful emotion and very caring energy, all right? So, all right, next
yeah.
person.
Hello, Patty.
Hi.
Hi, this is Eve. How are you?
Hi, Eve.
All right.
I have for my book that there is a medium-sized thickness. So I think you're a medium-aged soul. I've got that your cover is of a thick paper, sort of like a music book cover. And it is slightly worn. And then this is what I was getting before I heard your voice. And your voice sounds, the vibration I get is that you're energetically charged. So what I'm thinking is that your pages are flipping maybe so actively that you're wearing out that cover. Because I was like, I've never seen such a, it's kind of, you know, like if someone has practiced and practiced every day on the piano, then that cover gets really worn. And that's how it feels for your book. The spine is starting to get just a little ripped. I don't know if this resonates with you, but this is what I'm seeing. So I just had to share.
I think it does, yeah. I do tend to wear myself out quite a bit.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's see, how are we going to fix that? You don't have to stretch yourself so thin. I know sometimes, too, I think maybe it goes hand in hand with what was being said about sometimes we can be hard on ourselves. I think that you may express or have contained a bit of anxiety about having things just right. And that feeling, you know, that nervousness about having things just so can also tire you out and wear you out. So I want to encourage you. I'm telling everyone to take a breath tonight. I'm not usually this way. I usually have more than one solution to things. But it's applying to all of you for all different reasons, but it's wonderful. It's just a wonderful thing to be able to center yourself, take a moment, and to reframe your perspective, and in this case, to have more compassion for yourself, to relax those standards that you may have. Everybody already loves you. They already know you're a quality person, and you, deep inside, know it too. So no worries there. Be and do to the point where you're no longer ripping your binding. Honey, you need your cover to last a long time.
That's true. That's very true.
Also, I just want to mention, things are going to fall into place more than they have recently. I'm getting a little bit of maybe some concern about money or finances. Listen to your intuition, because you've got a nice open third eye. And so if you take a rest from second guessing yourself, You will find your answers, and you will be just fine. Thank you.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
I'll let you that really
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Okay, Patty, it's Yusan.
Hi.
You know, it's interesting that the big emblem in the front of your book is a four-leaf clover. So I believe that innately you're a very lucky person.
Wow. Sometimes.
Yep. But lately you've felt like you're kind of, I see you chasing a rainbow and chasing that pot of gold, and it's always just beyond your reach.
Mm.
And so,
yeah.
But you have the magical ability to get that pot of gold. You have magic inside of you. So they're telling me that sometimes the fun is in looking at the rainbow and following that rainbow and seeing where it takes you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that with a clear intention of what your pot of gold looks like, that it's going to be very, very easy for you to attain, because you do have that magical quality. So you just need to make sure that you know what that pot of gold means to you and what you're chasing. But it's funny, you have that ability to kind of multitask, where on the left side you've started a project and on the right side you're doing another project, and they're kind of like at different time frames, and so you're kind of juggling like like two different tracks at the same time.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're very busy multitasking. So sometimes that's the reason why you haven't like been able to grab that pot of gold, because it kind of like dissipates like just as you get to the end. And it's because, you know, you need to like center and settle and be very, very clear about what you're chasing. And I see that you're the type of person who is very logical, but you can also have your head in the clouds. So,
oh yes.
And that's why I see you like looking up and you know, following that rainbow. Your head is, you know, in the clouds somewhere, chasing that rainbow. So make sure that you know what you're chasing, I guess. Just that's what your higher self is pleading with you, because you have the ability to manifest so well, and it's going to turn like a light switch when you center. So I'm going to leave that with you, and I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, right. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that
would you like
does.
To do some feedback, Patty?
Yes. I'm sorry, what did you say? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Would sure. Would you care to share some feedback with some of the readings that the ladies did for you here?
Oh, gosh. Well, everything they said really, really resonated, especially the part about not being so hard on myself. And I do have this drive to be very particular about my environment, I know it doesn't need to be that way, but it's kind of just how I am. You know, if things are out of place, it kind of
take a deep breath and then just slow down, you know, slow down.
Yeah.
Because I go through the same thing too. We forget. And
yeah, I've been really
and
working on that. Just centering and letting things go and just
let everything
being.
Just slow down.
Right.
Patty, I'm sorry, Patty. This is Eve. And there was one other thing that I had forgotten to mention to you, so I just want to say it now. Please use your wisdom to accept help from others when it seems something you would advise a friend to do.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, good.
All right. Well, thank you so much, you know, Patty, for being here and sharing your energy. And please go ahead and follow our blog talk and check out our meetup. If you need more extended reading, you can connect with any of these ladies. This is just the surface, you know, because they have to do it so quickly. You know, normally they have to go into a deep meditation, quiet their mind, and they can access so much information for you. And it's just amazing, amazing how much detail they can get for each reading for you. It's just absolutely fascinating what they can get. Again,
yeah, I definitely
like,
will.
Like,
this is
like
really
very
great
quick
reading.
On the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is very fast on the show, and you know, there's a lot of distraction too, and they just have to do it really quick, and they can only get so much within the time allowed.
Yeah, well, that's understandable.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here. You have a wonderful evening. So we can do another person. So the next person is Tiffany. Tiffany, I'm getting you on the call right now. Go ahead. Hello, Tiffany. Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tiffany from California.
Awesome, Tiffany from California. What is your date of birth?
March 1,
82. All right. So these ladies are going to be accessing. Open up your book now. So quickly, again, if you need to get more extended readings from any and each one of them, you can connect with them through their contact, which is listed on my website, personal website, subconsciouschannel.com. Or just go to my meetup, which lists all the classes. But each one of them is also a member. You can contact them through the private messages as well. It is subconsciouschannel.info. Okay? And if you want to be as good as this lady, you don't need to have any experiences before in doing this kind of work. Everyone can do it. These ladies started off from not knowing how, and now they're excellent. It just takes practice and take me, certain technique or template to do it right. So my next class in person is this Saturday, actually, from noon to 5 in Los Angeles. Just go to my meetup, subconsciouschannel.info, and just be served there. For those of you who are out of Los Angeles, you can also take classes with me via telephone conference. It's going to be next Friday. I haven't posted it yet, but, you know, just go ahead and join my meetup, and when I post it, you can join and take this class. And you know, if you feel comfortable to do reading on a call on this show, you are more than welcome because I support all my students. All right, if you sound and Julie and Eve ready for Tiffany, go ahead and share your what you got.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready. Hi, Tiffany. This is Julie.
Hi.
Hi. When I read your book, I saw it first off as pink and also purple. I did kind of feel like it's not as powerful as purple and pink as it could be. It's kind of dim right now. I felt that I also saw like pages that were kind of torn out or some pages torn in it. I was first told that you've had a very hard time or that some things in your life have been kind of hard, actually. I saw your master as a man, and he was kind of short in stature, like not very tall, but he was a man, darker hair. I saw that your heart is very open, and you're very open to a lot of people, and you have a caring heart. Almost like a very light heart, but almost too open to people. I was told that you should ask for some protection from your angels and from God, just from these outer people that may come in, because you are so open to caring and helping others that it almost can affect you. I also saw that you kind of go from one project to the next, and I saw a lot of circles going on, and just once again said to kind of slow down and really just, you know, kind of go one step at a time. Something that came through was a path that's coming up, kind of like I saw a road and a dirt path, and I saw that you're going to have to make a choice as to what direction you're going to go. And I was told you have to really follow your intuition. You got to follow your gut. And it's really hard for us as human beings for us to do that at times when our mind, our ego doesn't want change and it doesn't want anything. And we think, oh man, that's not the right choice because it may not bring this or that. But really your heart and your intuition is going to guide you. So it said to really follow your intuition on what is coming up and the choices that you're going to have to make. So I hope that resonates with you, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi there, Tiffany. This is Eve.
Hi.
Hi. This is, okay, first I'd like to say that my book was entirely different. There have been some times that mine perfectly matches Julie's, and then other times, it's just somewhere else. But, you know, regardless of the color, regardless of the thickness, it's basically the way spirit is trying to tell us something through symbolisms. And some of us might use a symbol for the same thing, and others might, you know, I might pick an apple to mean trustworthiness, and someone might use it for hunger. You know, you never know. So I've got a brown cover book, pretty darn thick, and peacock blue pages, and I love the peacock blue. I will tell you something about the color that comes to my mind. I am seeing that you are using your throat chakra very much. You're communicating, talking, expressing yourself a lot and in many different areas. Your spirit guide is telling you that you can drop some of the things that you're involved in. You don't need to spread yourself quite this thin. And basically, the advice is only for the fact that they love you and they would like to see you be able to focus better. They are sensing your scattered energy. And, you know, we can turn out a better quality process and product when we are really focused on that thing. So I would encourage you, where you can, to delegate or withdraw, and, you know, where there's sufficient help, because we don't have to be the heroes of the world. We can be normal people, too. And then what I'm hearing is that it's a good time to consider quiet meditation, okay? And during those times of quiet meditation, you are going to make some interesting self-discoveries that will help you deal with this type of thing later on. Thank you so much, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Yuzan? Hello? I think Yuzan got dropped the last minute.
Yeah, seems like it.
Yeah, but we're coming to the end of the show anyway, so Tiffany, we apologize, Yuzan got dropped, and it's the end of the show, so you probably decide not to come back since it's ending. So a little quick feedback from you, Tiffany. Did the two readings resonate with you?
Yeah, they both resonated. I am working on my throat, speaking up more, and also I like to help others. I'm in medical, so it's part of my job.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for being here and, you know, sharing your beautiful energy with us here. And
thank you.
I hope it helps you guys a lot. Yes. So I want to thank you, Yuzan, who's not here. Hope you have a good night. And Julie, thank you so much for your time, as well as Eve. Thank you so much for you two ladies for being here and sharing your gift. Yes, and I want to thank you, everyone, for being on the call, everyone who are listening to this show. Thank you so much for being here. Until next week, come back next Monday. We're going to have a Kartik healing room. All right, just come back here, and this is going to be a different type of reading. We're going to be doing scanning, take you into a crystal chamber, meet your master, meet the angels, scan and heal your bodies, cut the cords, whatever they guide us to do. You know, they're going to explain to you what they see and what they do to your energetic body. All right, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. And on Thursday, it's going to be about Trinity. It's about speaking, communicating with your conscious mind, your subconscious, which is your heart and your mind, and your oversoul or your higher self. All right, in assisting you to become more balanced. And this is a very powerful healing modality as well. And I do teach that class as well. Until then, see you guys on Monday. Thank you, Julie. Good night. Thank you, Eve. Good night. And thank you, Yuzan. You're not here, but thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Tina. Good night.
Thank you.